there. Welcome to Stripped. I am Emma Francois, here with my lovely co-host.
Hello. I'm Isabel Lord.
And we have two very special guests today.
Amy.
Hi. I'm Amy.
And I'm Caitlin.
So today, we are going to do fashion times Oscars, but first some fashion news, because we love fashion and we
love
news.
Because so this is a news organization.
Just makes sense.
So true. Emma. Okay, am I starting off the news? Let's start off the news. Okay.
Copy that.
Let's start off with Kanye West, who only recently, I'm only recently beginning to associate his name with fashion. And even this news isn't super relatable to fashion, but anyways, it's Kanye West, so I had to include it. Kanye West is coming out with a beauty line, a makeup line, kind of with some perfume, some lotion thrown in there. It's going to be named
after...
So,
like, a drugstore.
Except it's, like, a line. It's, like, you know what? It's, like, Victoria's Secret, but minus all of the fun lingerie. You know, like, the pink.
Oh, like, have, Bath like, and pink. Body Works.
Yeah, except... I wonder if it's going to be, like, a brick-and-mortar store. And, like, you can smell it.
Is
I don't know.
Is just going to be beige?
Yes.
Obviously. Yeah.
Like, earth tones?
Yeah.
Yes,
natural
it is.
Natural wood flooring.
Exactly. Some, like, ambient noise to make you feel like you're tripping, but you're not.
A different scent everywhere.
Yeah. It's going to be named... back to news. It's going to be named after Donda. Not a joking matter. This is his dead mother. Oh. Rest in peace.
All right.
Rest in peace, Donda. Side note on Kanye West to break the awkward silence I just created. I guess he created... I came across this when I searched Kanye West makeup, but I guess he's created a 17-minute-long song that, quote, invites reinterpretation of his past 8 months. So, if you find yourself Googling Kanye West makeup... check out this 17-minute song if you have nothing you're doing for the next 17 minutes. And let me know what it's like.
Interesting. Well done. Okay.
Thank you.
So, equally exciting, Raf Simons, who left Dior for Calvin Klein, debuted his first collection this past week at Milan Fashion Week. It is wild. It is all over the place with, like, suits and jackets. It's like Americana, but it's also like the circus and like a quilt. So it's fun though. It also
kind of sounds like Tom Brown the way you're describing that.
Interesting. So scary. Yes.
Scary.
It's got this weird like patchworky horseback riding, Sherlock Holmesy, but also American.
I like that kind of Western.
Yeah.
Oh,
and they mix textures. Sorry, that was the other thing.
I like that.
They have this like almost like saran wrap on one of the dresses. That is wild.
That does sound wild.
But elegant.
It sounds elegant too. Oh my. I don't know if I should say this or not.
You should.
This is like super.
You have to now.
This is super like on the down low, so I don't know if I should say this, but rumor has it that the Ralph Lauren in Georgetown is going to be closing.
Wow.
Ooh.
I know.
What? Ooh. Maybe a Kanye drugstore.
with some Ralph Simons clothing terror Western also.
Exciting. Okay. All right.
So, you want to take us into Calvin Klein?
Yes. So, I came across this BuzzFeed news headline because obviously BuzzFeed is where I get all my news. And the title is "People Can't Handle These Photos of the Moonlight Cast in Calvin Klein Underwear." So, naturally, I click on it to see what's in store, and it's truly just do yourself a favor. And just go look at these
pictures.
17 minutes, you're listening to that Kanye West and just clicking
through.
It's
a visual simulation.
So, yeah, it has the men of Moonlight, so Oscar winner Mahershala Ali, Trevante Rhodes, Alex Hibbert, and Ashton Sanders just kind of moodily laying on some furniture.
Yes,
they're shirtless sometimes. Wow. Like
sometimes
it's
they're
just
mid
shirtless.
Yeah,
mid shirtless. Actually
taking off
their
movement shot.
That's a mystery. Is he gonna take off his shirt? Is he not? Is he putting it back on?
Yeah. So I highly recommend. They are all extremely talented. Go see Moonlight, but also
see the main pictures.
They're all extremely muscular. Yeah.
Amy looked at me with this twinkle in her eye, and she was like, "Go check out this link I sent." I was like, "Oh wow!"
This quote. This is so thrilling.
Yeah,
I may or may not have said that.
100%. This is real news.
Yeah.
Also, so thrilling.
All right, next item on the agenda, at Isabel.
Let's see. Well, this is a side note. First off, it's cold outside, everybody. I was super excited to be able to wear my Nordic sweater this morning because I haven't been able to because I guess it's spring in February now.
Did you also wear your pony for snowshoes?
Yes. I am an animal killer.
Oh, I mean, look at your eyes right now.
I'm sorry. They were a gift. I didn't purchase them for myself, and they match my sweater.
Actually, most the important stitching part. Also matches her pants.
And the
hashtag
stitching
love
matches.
Me.
Moving on.
All right.
Moving on. This is referring. Okay. Blah blah blah. Proceeds from Dior's. Some of you may have seen Dior's t-shirts that say, quote, "We should all be feminists," on the runways, on bloggers, wherever. Well, turns out the proceeds from those t-shirts are going to be going to Rihanna's charity. You may be thinking, what? Rihanna has a charity. Yes, yeah. Rihanna has a charity, and she was recently nominated to be Harvard's Humanitarian of the Year.
What?
So, yeah, she has funneled a lot of money into, she has a charity based out of Barbados, kind of to further, well, first off, quote, "Rihanna has charitably built a state-of-the-art center for oncology and nuclear medicine to diagnose and treat breast cancer in Bridgetown, Barbados, at a hospital in Bridgetown, Barbados." She's also served as a UNICEF ambassador. And
so it's called the Believe Foundation, and then it says they provide financial, medical, emotional support, and more to critically ill children.
Oh.
According to Refinery 29.
Yeah. Here we go. RT9. So
basically she should be trying harder.
Hot take. Basically, Rihanna is also a good person, or she has a lot of money to funnel into good charitable causes.
Same.
And she is so recognized, and also close to Dior, so aren't we all?
Yeah. So next on the news agenda is a follow-up from last week's episode where we talked about pins. On the Oscars red carpet, lots of stars wore these blue ribbons for the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union. Ruth Nega wore one, Lin-Manuel Miranda and his mother wore them, and so did Karlie Kloss. And then, do you want to talk about the pins?
I would love to talk about the pins. So, specifically pertaining to the aforementioned pin episode, Emma Stone wore a very subtle, but nonetheless their gold Planned Parenthood pin at the Oscars, as did
Dakota Johnson. She wore one of these. They're very, like, delicate, small gold Planned Parenthood pins, and she wore one on her clutch. Both matched the dresses very well. Mm-hmm. So it was very subtle.
Mm-hmm. But
and the blue ribbons were
less
more, but it was nice.
Yes, that was nice.
Another fashion example. Is just doing such good work.
Exactly.
So political.
Say. So political.
We are so proud of fashion.
Oh, wow. Beautiful. Unplanned, everyone.
Marry me.
Consider it done.
Okay. I think, is that all for news?
I feel like that's it for news. Let's go.
I like it.
Let's go into the Oscars themselves.
So basically, we've each picked what we think to be the best and then the worst dress on the red carpet for the
dress
Oscars.
Dress or suit.
This is true.
Or suit.
You know, like, any getup.
Or
I feel like there's not just dresses or suits.
So true. There could be a
at Emma Watson from years past.
True.
Mm-hmm. Her, like, black suit.
Yeah. Oh, true. Yeah. That was beautiful.
That was nice. Yeah, the pants. That was
nice. Yeah. We need one of those again. Okay.
Me too.
Getting distracted.
Would you, Caitlin, like to start?
Oh, take sure. us away.
Okay. So my best dressed is Ruth Negga, who was in Valentino. And I just, it's red. I like the long sleeves. Yeah. I like the high collar. Mm-hmm. She looked amazing. It matched her makeup. Mm-hmm. And my worst is Dakota Johnson in Gucci. And I'll just say that I think it reminded me, if anyone has seen The Proposal with Sandra Bullock, and the grandmother gives her that really old wedding dress to wear, and it's like kind of like yellowy, like silky terribleness.
Wow.
Yes, eggnog.
Yeah,
perfect. It's interesting. Ruth,
she also
dress.
Likes eggnog. Sorry.
I don't like eggnog.
You love eggnog.
Sometimes love eggnog. Most of the time hate eggnog.
Except for that one time when you purchased a whole bottle of eggnog.
I was in a bad place and I needed pumpkin eggnog.
Okay, sorry. Continue.
So, lots of times I hear people, not just like normal people, but like weird like fashion people, describing dresses as frothy. And I've always been like, weird. That makes so little sense. But her, the red dress with like, the lacy things?
Yes.
I was like,
oh, interesting.
I'll be darned.
I'll be darned.
That might be frothy.
I thought you were going to lead toward Dakota Johnson with that frothy description, because I feel like that was a little frothy to me, but you know what? We could just have different
interpretations. Frothy, good or bad.
I like a frothy dress.
I like a frothy dress. This looked like literal froth. Silky froth. I wanted to pet her dress. I wanted to pet Dakota Johnson's dress, but also looking at it, I can only imagine, like, how much she's sweating. Like, if she were to lift up her arms,
I
feel like she'd have the biggest
pit stains. Looking at her, thinking that she's stressed about sweating.
Yes.
I feel like there's some, like, shoulder pad action going on, too, which is not.
No, I think she naturally has 90 degree
And then there's, like...
It's a scientific anomaly.
There's, like, that extra...
We use protractors. And...
At birth, she was born with a protractor for a shoulder.
That's why they cast her for 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh.
Whew. Little known fact.
It's all about the shoulders.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yes. Support.
Okay. I gotta go with Janelle Monáe.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, like, if anybody else was wearing this, it'd probably be on my worst.
Yes.
But just because it's her, it's incredible. You gotta help me out with this pronunciation. Ellie.
You.
Eli Saab. I was legit gonna say.
Part.
I was gonna say Ellie Sabe. So I should definitely
Close.
Be on here.
It's okay.
Doing
we don't
this.
Know how to pronounce half
but
the names in
French. I could. The shape I would describe as like an upside down wine glass type thing.
So accurate.
And I don't even know. Are these butterflies? I don't know. It's not really butterflies, but it's okay. It's birds. And she just looks incredible. She's wearing some kind of like choker that could also be kind of like a bedazzled Jesus's like crown of thorns.
I so feel like true. Very Jesus.
You have a way with words.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, so
I'd like
gotta go with her. And then for worst, it's this woman named Blanca Blanco. I don't know. I've never heard of her before.
Who is this?
But she has, like, she's channeling Angelina Jolie with, like, a slit up to her hip bone, which, like, no judgment, but it's a little much for me. And then the color is, like, yellow, which is fine, but
Wowza.
Just combined with, like, the print and the huge,
Jeez.
Like, fluffy... shoulder like
Yikes.
Accoutrements is just not
French.
Doing it for me. Thank
wow.
you. I did take French until advanced grammar and writing. And then I stopped.
I feel like she's trying to pull a J-Lo.
Is this even a slit though, or is this just a half open dress?
She's splashing us.
Yeah.
I feel like she's welcoming the world.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Who picked the belt and who picked the shoes?
Yeah.
I would have. I feel like the dress, I would be
maybe
okay
with. I have
just
a lot of questions. Like
who
picked the color? Who picked that like mossy green to go with that mustardy highlighter yellow. Yep. Like, there's just a lot of like.
Oh, I guess she had a wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah, I'm also looking at that.
Yeah. Wow. Yes, that's tough.
That is, but.
It's suffers okay. epic disaster. After she, after, quote, appearing to go knickerless on the red carpet, according to the Sun UK.
So, this dress, like, wardrobe malfunctions aside, makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The shoulder.
Yeah.
The color.
Damn. But she looks like she's owning it.
I know. Yeah. She looks loud and, like, proud.
Loud and proud.
Go you.
Wow, that's so that's really unfortunate.
So, okay. Here's what we've learned.
Here's what we now know.
It can be okay. You just stay confident.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. But just take anything away from this episode.
I'm crying right now. I don't know about you, but I'm in tears.
Wow. I feel like it's like, have the slit. But don't have it so high, and don't have it in the middle of the front of the dress.
Or maybe wear a loincloth underneath.
Interesting. Like, maybe don't go knickerless.
Keep your knickers on.
So, we're just filled with advice. All equally good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mine is better.
Oh!
Yours are negative.
Ah, interesting. Okay. I like the non-competitive aspect.
Yeah.
Wow. That was a joke.
All right, Isla, would you like to go
okay.
next?
Sure. Okay. So, mine, my fave is Charissa. I can pronounce that. Charissa Thompson. Who I didn't know who she was, but I guess she's like a sportscaster type TV personality, kind of fluctuating. Mm. I just really appreciated the understatement of her dress. I loved the shade of green. It very much resembled Pint. You don't like the shade of green?
Sorry, no. I googled her name and then Oscars and like pink showed up.
Yeah.
And I was like, someone doesn't know their color. And then I was like, that's gonna be awkward.
But then
I was crafting jokes in my head for how I was gonna bring up the fact that you called pink green.
But then you realized that I was in fact right. Well, the records show that she's wearing green. What color is she wearing? She's wearing green.
She is.
It's kind of like an oil. Like a petroleum?
No. No, it's green.
No, a murky.
Her shoes are green.
What are you looking at? I feel like.
Oh, yeah, those look green.
A dark green.
Like
well,
I said,
it's a mystery color. It's a mystery
green.
Color.
It's green.
But I thought it resembled Pantone's color of the year, which is a greenish shade.
Oh, this year's.
This year.
Interesting.
I think it's a green.
It's like a Kelly green, though.
Yeah,
it's like
okay,
a
but it's still like
apple.
A green. Okay,
green
you know
grass,
what? You know what?
Unicorns, rainbows,
okay,
lollipops.
I really appreciated the simplicity of her dress, which I don't think Emma will disagree with. I believe that her dress is quite simple and beautiful and elegant, and I like the high-low hem, which is very mild, but still nonetheless there. And I thought her hair was very nice down. Mm-hmm. And, Emma, would you like to share your thoughts?
No. Okay,
no?
Yes, I will.
Yes, that's what I thought.
I think that the color is kind of,
green.
She has this, like, this glow, and the color is so matting. And it's also, can you show me the dress that you're looking at?
Yes, I will. I'm lifting up my computer.
Yeah, it's so ugly. I what? You were thinking?
It's so beautiful. It's so simple.
Like, look
everyone else is so done up. Like,
know,
all the jewels and bedazzles.
Cut, like, where the pieces are sewn together, it has those ruffles.
It looks like
it's
like,
just like. It looks like it's like.
It looks like it's a leather.
Handmade.
It looks like it's leather.
Okay, can I?
What's
but, like,
wrong with
not
that?
In like a, not in like a nice, like, couture or like DIY way. It looks like it's trying to be like perfect, but it has these like. I don't know. I just think they should have gone with it, like made it this imperfect, beautiful piece. Or
don't you think it could be the way she's standing? I don't like her nails. I don't like her nail polish.
It's also very stiff. The fabric is so stiff.
I thought
it looks like It kind of looks like curtains, I feel like.
Yes, but like your curtains. Grandma's curtains.
Yeah, like so.
Wow, I would love my grandma's curtains. Moving on. I would like to do a shout out to John Legend's tie, bow tie, which Emma will not disagree with. And I thought that Olivia Culpo, while she was wearing Marquesa, looked like a chandelier of tears and jewels, and I thought it was beautiful. And then for my least favorite ones was Felicity Jones, who I thought looked like a sad ballerina.
I was going to say she looks like a washed out Swan Lake.
Yes.
Yeah.
I did not like it. I don't like it at all. That's all I can say. I don't like it.
I honestly am not a huge fan of her red carpet choices.
Who's her stylist?
I'm just a huge fan of her.
You are a huge fan of her?
Yeah.
Like Crazy.
Why?
Have you seen that movie?
Like Crazy?
Yeah.
I will watch it. Yeah. Will it make me cry?
Please do. Probably.
I don't know.
My God, it has sparkles on it.
Together. Okay. In like 5 years.
Yeah.
When I'm in a more stable place, and then we can watch this movie.
Okay.
I will say, wow, I hate her shoes. Sorry, you guys are having a beautiful moment. But I hate her shoes, but I love her makeup.
Yeah,
so.
Her makeup is so good.
Her makeup
that
is
lip color.
The lip color.
And the hair.
Yeah. Can you
describe
She's
a big
it
fan of half up, half down.
It's like a
you
peach.
You are too lazy.
Yeah. It's like a peach. Yeah. It's a peachy lip color with a very, you know, white, mm-hmm. gray Ooh. Skin tone dress.
So, Amy, yeah. is it actually peach or is it moss?
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah, it's green.
I'm so funny.
Okay, guys. Okay. Second takeaway from this stripped episode is that Emma is hilarious.
So here's what we know.
Emma, what's your best worst?
All right.
Get it out.
I'm so ready to be eaten alive for this, but
for everyone, so everyone knows, just so everyone knows, Emma did not share her best and worst with the group. She did not put it in the outline. Everyone else put it in the outline.
So ready.
Emma is keeping hers internally.
Honestly, thank you though for calming
Get
me out.
Get ready
it's
to
I was
be
being
wowed.
So lazy. Okay, so my best was Isabel.
Me? Oh, you won the French
oh,
lady.
Oh, Isabel Huppert. Yes.
Yes.
She looks great. Yes.
Her Armani dress is just so, it's like.
You have a thing for
these,
French.
Like. Those lights that come down, like the exhibit at the Renwick, that like light chandelier.
Yes.
The light, it was like raining light. Oh, it was so beautiful. And her dress is just like that. And
Classy.
It fits her so well.
Yes.
What color are her nails?
It's well made. Unlike other dresses.
I don't know. Her belt does not look that
She
well
has
made.
These lovely, I think, navy, but I'm sure Isabel will yell at me no matter what color I say.
Not navy. 100%
What
not
color
navy.
Do you think it is?
I think it's black verging on oxblood.
That's just wrong. That's so wrong.
It is
okay.
not.
I even have
There's
going to
be a little
so
maroon
wrong.
In those nails.
It's so, like, it's so minimalist.
Look at her
it's
ear
so
cuff.
Parisian.
Do you see her ear cuff?
Ooh, wow.
She looks so good. Yeah. And her lipstick?
Yeah.
Yes. And her, oh, man.
See, Isabel, unlike the person you picked.
Okay. Okay.
This dress is, like, it's complimenting her, like,
I
natural...
Beauty?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, like,
I
her
don't.
Natural, like.
I think
like,
the same thing went for.
Aura.
Aura. Thank you.
I think the same thing went for Charissa.
Charissa?
Charissa. Also, the color
Ms. Thompson.
Is
Char.
So pretty. It's
What's
like,
the color?
It's like. It is a. Chandelier
Guys,
gray.
If I don't make it, if all of a sudden it's just Emma Francois on the next episode of Strip, you will know that I have been murdered.
No.
This is my dying request.
Yeah.
And then my worst. I love Charlize Theron with everything that I have. And her Dior dress was so atrocious. It's, like, so oily. And
you
like,
have something for the oil right now.
Yeah.
Because there's good petroleum and there's bad petroleum. The good petroleum is, like, the hummingbird. The bad is, like, this, where it's this, like, sunflower oil, like, green grossness.
It's like, so much fabric.
The shape of the dress is, like, so...
Wide.
Yes.
I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say unoriginal.
Oh.
So,
yeah. I was sensing a trend of very
like,
wide dresses.
Yeah.
Notice that
lots of the dresses were.
Wide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Janelle Monáe.
Which is kind of nice. It's kind of nice that we're, like, veering away from this, like, has to be super tight, open. Yeah. Unless you're that one girl with the slip, in which case.
Also
Taraji's dress was beautiful.
Yeah, I know. She looks so good.
It's so hot. The dress is so good. Like, the shape of the dress was so beautiful.
Literally 100%.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah, she looks like she's trying to do this, like, Greek goddess thing, but it's, like, just, like, this odd.
It's, like, Greek goddess married to, like, Greek warrior.
She can dress well.
No, for sure.
Actually, I meant Greek warrior. I said goddess in my head. I imagined this, like, warrior goddess. Mm. So I'm going to say Greek.
Who is the Greek goddess?
Hyphen warrior.
Is that Athena? No, Diana. It's not Diana. I think it's Diana.
No, she's hunting. It's
Artemis.
Artemis.
Are they the same?
And Athena. Yeah, Diana's the Roman.
No.
Diana is a Roman.
No.
Artemis.
Version of Artemis.
Thank you.
No.
Mic drop.
Yeah.
So, Emma.
Okay. All right.
All right.
So, I think we can all say that we're better friends than we were before. Isabel learned some things about colors.
Emma learned some things about colors.
And how much better I am. He's quicker.
Emma learned that Isabel is right. Emma is wrong.
What?
So.
Alright, what do you like to do with the outro, Isabel?
I would love to. Do you guys have any final comments? No.
No.
Thank you so much for coming.
Yeah. Mm.
Of course. Yes. Sorry that Emma is so aggressive. I'm so sorry for her.
Just a little.
I'm just saying.
That's the second episode that's happened.
Okay, 4 seconds. We should just title this 4 seconds.
Yes. 4 seconds to dress the world.
Yeah. And fuck up. Okay.
Jesus. Bye.
Okay, so thank you for listening to this episode of Stripped. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at GTown Boys at HalftimeCU. You can find this on the GeorgetownVoice.com or on iTunes, where you subscribe to the Voice Podcast Network and search for Stripped, the coolest of the podcasts.
We will fight everyone who says otherwise.
Exactly.
Using only fashionable things like heels and dresses.
And Planned Parenthood pins.
Oh, I like it.
And we would like to thank Ben Sound for our lovely tunes. Where would we be without you, Ben Sound? Probably a soundless place. Okay.